You're listening to a Big Finish production.
I think you're missing the point. In a society where, say, eating the corpse of a dead relative at a feast is considered respectful, you can hardly arrest the grieving widow for cannibalism.
Oh, I don't think I'm missing the point at all. There are some things that are universally wrong. That's why we have laws.
That's why we became adjudicators. Well, that and the pension.
All morality is a relative, Roz.
Relative to what?
Relative to where you happen to be standing at the time.
Have you ever done that, Doctor?
Done what?
Eaten someone's corpse at a banquet.
I have certain rules which I have established over the course of many centuries. One of them is, never eat anything that can or could talk back. Ah, we appear to have arrived somewhere.
So you'd find some excuse not to chow down?
To avoid giving offence, yes. There's usually a vegetarian option. Unless, of course, the main course is a vegetable life form. Oh, in which case I go straight to dessert.
But what about murder? Surely murder is wrong regardless of where you're standing.
There's never a need for it. That's a different thing.
What the... Ah!
Quick! Grab my hand!
Thanks. Doctor, are you all right?
I'm fine. I've been through this kind of thing before.
Oh, that sounded serious.
It sounded suspiciously like the TARDIS tried to materialise at the same time and place as someone else.
Can that happen?
No. Hence the noise. We'll have been knocked off course.
So, where are we?
Let's go and see, shall we?
See any wreckage.
Or any bodies.
The collision might have knocked the other time machine back to wherever it started its journey. That wreckage could be a million years in the past or the future.
Well, this looks like a landing pad. There's a whole load of spaceship things over there in the hangar. They don't look like they're time machines.
Neither does the TARDIS.
Yes, but they are old.
So's the TARDIS.
Yeah, but she doesn't look her age. This city looks old, but those spaceships are ancient. I mean, what gives?
Yeah. Are we in trouble?
That depends on whether anyone knows what happened.
Or cares. Maybe they don't have any laws here against two time machines trying to occupy the same space.
Very clever, Roz. Well, while we wait, Chris, what can you tell us about the great city world we find ourselves in?
Okay. Old stone buildings, so it's an established culture. Like Roz said, the buildings aren't as old as the spaceships, though. Nowhere near. The locals are largely humanoid, based on appearance. What else? The cars are floating above the road surface, so they're technologically developed, and I can see a few aliens and a couple of robots, but not many, so... It's a relatively cosmopolitan culture, but it hasn't been that way for long. Am I right?
Not bad. Hey, careful. That could be an alien ambassador for all you know.
If it is, then he just declared war on me.
Come here, little flying thing. Yes, that's right. Now, what are you? No wings, no obvious body. You're just a group of sensory organs flying around. How very contrary.
That's not the only thing that's odd. Have you seen those people over there near that food store?
What about them? They're just beggars. Every city has them.
There you go. Fly away home.
Merritt took to control, approaching instant location now. ETA 60 seconds, over.
Message received and understood. Control out.
Do you have to have that window open?
I get motion sickness.
You know that's an automatic disqualification from the Academy.
It's never been a problem before. Not with any other pilot.
What did you say?
I said it's because I'm on a diet. Being hungry makes me nauseous.
You're on a diet? Taking us in now.
Yeah. I got addicted to that Arathium food they serve out near the power grid sector. You won't believe how fattening it is. I see three humans, two male, one female. They've got a thing with them.
A thing?
Yeah, a blue thing. Like a box.
Actually, I would believe how fat you've been getting. I keep having to adjust the anti-grav settings. Be more precise.
Okay, three people and a box. An actual box. Abby?
Ecstatic. Always ecstatic.
So, Roz, what do you make of Chris's analysis?
There's a lot of artwork around, so it's a peaceful culture. Art's usually the first thing to go. Having said that, I can see marks of weapons fire on the stone. Old, but the burns are still visible. So, some kind of uprising. And the doorways are much higher and wider than humans would need. So, the city was built for aliens, but the humans took over. Do I get a prize? Oh, hey! Back off before I squash you.
Please, try not to. All life forms deserve our respect.
Until they sting us.
Even then, they're just following their biological programming.
I don't want to worry anyone unnecessarily, but I think the local version of the adjudicators are on their way.
Do not attempt to move. Keep your hands in sight at all times. Any attempt to resist or run will be met with force.
Such an odd phrase, met with force. As if force is just going to wander up and say hello.
Oh, will you shut up? This thing is still on.
Sorry.
Is it just me or...?
No, it's not just you. Doctor, let me handle this.
Hmm? Please, do not make any sudden moves. Officer Siddick here is feeling nauseous, and I don't want anything to set him off.
Excuse me. Incoming message from the Magistrum.
Oh, we are honoured. My name is Officer Maratuk. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Rosalind Forrester. This is Chris Quedge, and that's the Doctor.
And?
And what?
According to the Magistrum, which sees all and judges all, there's a fourth life form here. I'm guessing they're inside the box.
Ah... Not quite. Your Magistrum has very sophisticated sensors. The TARDIS itself has a kind of sentience. I'm afraid I can't separate one from the other.
I never knew that.
It never came up.
Very well. Can I presume that your box is actually a device for travelling in time and space and that you have just landed here?
Yes, that's correct.
And are you aware of the fact that you materialised on a restricted arrival pad? And that your arrival coincided with the materialization of another space-time craft, one which is officially licensed?
You seem surprisingly comfortable with the principles of space-time travel.
We're not savages.
Obviously not.
We can only apologize. As you say, we're new arrivals and we're unfamiliar with your customs and laws. If we've caused an accident, then we unreservedly apologize.
I'm afraid this is a serious charge, and we are going to have to take you into custody until we establish the full circumstances.
Oh, look, I don't see there's any necessity for that. Can't we just fill out some forms?
I wasn't speaking to you. I was speaking to your time machine.
What?
According to Thrantasian law, the passengers in a space-time craft cannot be held responsible for the actions of the living creature at the craft's heart.
Now, wait a moment. Are you seriously suggesting that...
That your space-time machine is under arrest? Yes, that's exactly what we're suggesting. Please, step away from the craft while we arrange to move it so that the vehicle it collided with can reattempt materialization. Siddiq, arrange that, will you?
I'd like to request a space-time vehicle pickup, please.
Doc, you can't let them do this.
I'm not sure I have a choice.
But they can't actually arrest the TARDIS, can they?
By their laws, the TARDIS is a living creature, and therefore it's entirely responsible for its own actions.
So what are they going to do? Put it on trial?
Potentially. The trouble is that the TARDIS doesn't communicate in any normal sense. I can't see how they can even question it or get a statement from it, let alone put it on trial.
I don't understand. This doesn't look like a time-travelling civilization, and yet...
Oh, will you get away?
And yet, like you said, those spaceships over there are a lot older than the city.
Something's going on here, but I have yet to work out what it is. Let's go along with it for the moment.
Yeah, we don't have much choice. They're armed and we're not.
That's never stopped me before.
I never get tired of the fact that I can just call someone up on the radio and then this happens.
Give it time, young man, give it time. The shine wears off.
Excuse me, can I ask where you're taking my TARDIS?
We have a secure holding area nearby. It's time-locked, so space-time machines can't leave.
Can I go with it?
I'm afraid not. Regulations.
But surely any self-aware entity under arrest is entitled to proper representation.
He's right. Regulations say...
I know what the regulations say, Siddiq. Are you a lawyer, then?
Just as much as I am a doctor. And you two stay here with your colleagues. See if you can find out why this society is so comfortable with the idea of self-aware time machines.
I don't think they're going to extend any professional courtesy to us just because we work in law enforcement.
Worked. We resigned, remember? Come on.
Are you the representative for this space-time craft?
More of a fellow traveller, but yes. I look out for its interests. I'm the doctor.
Honours, prosecutor. Anything we should know about this craft?
Such as?
Any learning difficulties, communication problems, violent tendencies, any allergies or food intolerances?
No, yes, no, no, no. In that order.
Communication problems, then. What form do they take?
The TARDIS doesn't speak your language, I'm afraid. I will have to interpret for it.
One day I'll get an easy case, and then I can retire unhappily to my small, lonely apartment and do nothing until I die. A man can dream. Very well, I'll put you down as translator as well as legal representative.
You're very kind.
Age?
Mine or hers?
Funny. I understand you and your time machine are new to Thrantus.
Ah, this is Thrantus. I've been meaning to visit for centuries, but things kept getting in the way.
As a newcomer, you will be unaware of the majesty and fairness of our judicial system.
Oh, I've heard rumours. They say your ethical code was imposed on you by a conquering race of aliens who have all died out.
The Teva. They were overthrown many generations ago.
Most races that throw off the shackles of any oppressor throw away everything that reminds them of their slavery. But you still govern yourselves according to their laws.
The Teva were very forward-thinking. People on Thrantus are allowed to break any law they like, but when they do, a central justice computer we call the Magistrum assesses the bad effects on the victim and on society against the good benefits to society alone, if there are any, and makes a decision as to whether the act should be punished or not.
So thefts and murders could be allowed if society as a whole actually benefits?
Mm-hmm.
How does this Magistrum work exactly?
Looks like your machine is safe here for the night. We'll let it stew. Allow me to take you over to the Magistrum building. I'll even let you buy me a coffee.
What do you think they're doing?
It looks like they're preparing to bring whatever the TARDIS collided with through to this time and place.
You don't think it's another TARDIS, do you?
I doubt it. Get the impression that two TARDISes crashing together is something much more impressive.
Well, that crash was fairly impressive as it was.
And it's probably just an ordinary time machine.
Listen to you, ordinary time machine.
Yeah, it's amazing the things you get used to. Just look at me working with you.
Right, keep this area clear. Craft coming through. Cynic, you clear?
Clear.
You look at that.
Now, I don't know much about time machines, but I don't think that's a whole one.
Did we do that?
I guess we did.
And now do you see the impact of traffic accidents in the space-time continuum? It's not a victimless crime.
Where's the rest of it?
About a million years in the future. You don't seem to know much about the way space travel works, do you?
Time travel, you mean?
Time travel is just a way of travelling in space. Don't they teach you anything where you come from?
Apparently not.
So what happens now?
Now the fun starts. We get to go a million years in the future to pick up the rest of it. Our crime scene is half here and half there.
And you use what? A police time machine to get there?
Don't be stupid. We have to go the long way round.
Is this a justice building or an art gallery?
Hmm? Oh, the mural. I suppose you get used to it after a while.
Hard to believe.
It is impressive, isn't it? Mm. It tells the history of Thrantus in mosaic.
Better that than interpretive dance. I admire the way that it changes style as it moves through the centuries. Mirroring the art of the time, I presume.
I've never really thought about it.
So, we have the early farm-based society of Thrantus, the development of towns, and then city-states, early experiences of space travel, and here, the arrival of the invaders. Definitely not humanoid.
More like some kind of cross between sea anemones and shrubs, apparently. I've never seen one. Well, only the stuffed ones in the museum, anyway. Militarily, they were much more advanced than we were, and morally as well. They lorded it over us, but they weren't bad rulers. Firm but fair, as they say.
I've seen a lot worse. And yet, you overthrew them.
Well, nobody likes to have an overlord, no matter how pleasant they are. There was a resistance and there was a rebellion. It was all a long time ago.
Yes, that's usually the phase I get involved in. Not the aftermath. This wall is curved. The mural goes all the way around.
Yes, although I hope history won't be repeating itself. Not in my lifetime, anyway.
So what's on the inside? Your office?
Oh, I wish. No, no, no. That's the magistrum.
It's very large.
Well, it has to be, to manage all of the law for the planet.
All of the law? That's very impressive.
Well, we pride ourselves on having a legal system that's comprehensive but completely fair and flexible. How many other societies can say that?
Ooh, a lot of them can say it. Fewer can back it up with facts. So, Thrantesian law allows for particular acts to sometimes be crimes and sometimes not be crimes, depending on the circumstances.
That's the beauty of our system. On most other planets, if you steal a hover car from a rich banker because you're jealous of him, or a piece of fruit from a marketplace because your kids haven't eaten for 3 days, you get treated exactly the same.
Not always. Sometimes it's left to the discretion of the judge.
A fallible human being who might have a social conscience or might, on the other hand, be worried about his own hover car being stolen. On Thrantus, the severity of the crime, and thus the punishment meted out, depends on the impact the crime has on society in the short and long term.
And the magistrate gets to decide on the relative outcomes?
Indeed.
But it's just a computer, isn't it?
Well, of a sort.
I've seen this kind of thing before, and it rarely ends well. How do you know how accurate its predictions are?
There's no prediction involved. The Magistrum knows for a fact what the outcome and implications of any crime are going to be.
How can that be possible? Of course! How stupid of me. The Magistrum's using time travel, isn't he?
Yes, you see? All things are known to the Magistrum, both past and future.
Hello again, my little friend. So what? The Magistrum sends his agents into the future to examine what's happened. They report back, and it makes its judgment. That must take a lot of man-hours.
No, no. The Magistrum can actually see the future. No travelling is involved.
A computer that can see through time? What exactly is the Magistrum?
It is the cornerstone of our society.
No, you still don't understand. We travel in space to wherever the other bits of wreckage are, and then we travel back in time to the accident.
Oh, that makes no sense at all. Still.
You understand, don't you? Do you want to explain it to him, or shall I?
You do it. You probably speak his brand of stupidity better than I do.
Junior partners. Like puppies, aren't they?
Oh, only harder to clean up after. And you're not allowed to rub their noses in it.
Standing right in front of you.
Look at it this way, Quedge. On Thrantis, time travel only works one way. They can only travel into the past.
So, how do they get back?
Yeah, that's the wrong question. The time travel is the getting back.
We know that other races out there have developed faster than light space travel, but we haven't.
And neither did the Tever, who used to rule this world.
What they do is they travel slower than light to wherever they need to go.
And then the spaceship travels backwards in time so that it appears at its destination only as few hours or days or weeks after it left its point of origin.
I refer, Your Honour, to my earlier point. That makes no sense at all.
It does if you've got time travel, but you haven't got proper space travel. Mm.
But journeys would take millions of years.
The crew are put into stasis fields. They're literally frozen in time while the ships travel slowly to wherever they're going.
And then the stasis fields are turned off after the ships are moved backwards in time. As far as they're concerned, the trip didn't take that long. Look at the spaceships, Quedge. Look at how ancient they all are.
Why use time travel to replicate space travel? Why not just travel in time?
Too much risk of changing history. The Magistrum does not allow it. Any and all time travel is automated and highly controlled. No human being is allowed to see the future or the past. That's why you have to be kept in stasis until the ships have traveled backwards in time.
Wait. We have to be in stasis.
We're the officers in charge of the case, so we have to go to the other crash site.
You don't think we're going to leave you by yourselves, do you? After all, you're witnesses.
Ah, thank you for bringing me back here.
Oh, thank you for the illuminating discussion. It's always nice to talk to an educated man.
Indeed.
But now I'll have to leave you. Obviously, you'll want to talk to your client in private.
I appreciate the discretion. Oh, can you assure me that there will be no attempts to overhear or record our discussions?
Absolutely not.
And not even the Magistrum's mysterious ability to see what is happening in the future will come into play? I won't have to worry about the Magistrum from 3 weeks ago listening in to what's being said?
Of course not. If you can't trust the Magistrum, who can you trust?
A very good question.
I think I'll pop into the canteen for a spot of brunch. I'll be there if you need me.
Such a pleasant chap. Now then. I am the doctor, and I'm here to see my client. Ah! There you are. Oh, they're not taking any chances, are they? That time lock must be sucking up a lot of power. I just wish I was making progress in getting you out of here. are you, old girl? Not very talkative. I understand. Yeah, this place must be very uncomfortable for you. It's bad enough for me. But for you, I imagine it's disturbing. Perhaps even terrifying. Is there anything I can get you? Chris and Roz are investigating. I'll check back with them later to see what they've discovered. There's something strange going on. Something I can't quite put my finger on. Oh, I understand, yes. I'll come back and visit you as soon as I can. It would help if you could speak up in your own defense. The Magistrum has access to some kind of temporal technology. I'm sure you could find a way to get your points across. Not even if it might save you from incarceration. I understand. What is time to a time machine? What about me? What would I do without you? That's easy for you to say.
All non-essential personnel must now leave the ship. If you've got plans for tonight that don't involve being 1,000 light-years away, this means you.
You're kidding. You're actually kidding.
We are officers of the law. We do not kid, ever.
But the state of this thing...
The boy has a point. I wouldn't want to spend a night in this pod, let alone 100,000 years.
It's surprisingly comfortable.
It's surprisingly cramped.
You'll be in stasis. You'll never even notice.
And it smells.
Ah, yes. Some people apparently react badly to suddenly being wrenched back through time, even though they're in stasis.
Yeah, makes me nauseous.
Walking makes you nauseous. Yeah, I hate to ask, but what is the failure rate of these things? The stasis pods, the time travel, or the spaceship itself? Everything. We've not lost one yet.
Actually, there was
that... We've not lost one yet.
Bagsy, this one.
Why? More space.
The smell's not as bad.
Come on, then. Everyone climb in. It's nap time.
Longest nap I'll ever have.
Are you absolutely sure we have to come along on this trip? I am absolutely sure. I don't want to leave you behind. And I think you ought to see the results of the accident. Might teach you a lesson.
See you in 100,000 years.
Not if I see you first. Mum?
For which I'm sure both you and she are equally grateful. What happened?
Nothing happened for 100,000 years or so. We've landed.
And nothing went wrong?
All praise the beneficent Teva and their faultless technology.
They've not brainwashed you in that pod, have they?
No. I'm just reading out the motivational poster on the wall over there. Come on. Everyone else is already outside.
Is there breakfast?
There is no breakfast.
Settle down here when I retire.
Yeah, apparently there's no dominant life form, and the fruit of those trees over there tastes incredible. It's also high in vitamins A through M. That's why the Thrantasians send ships here, to harvest the fruit.
And now, let me get this right. The Doctor is currently on Thrantas, and for him a couple of hours has passed, but we spent 100,000 years in stasis while we travelled really slowly here, and then got pulled backwards 100,000 years in time?
You've got it.
The fruit must really be worth it. Local space must be full of Thrantasian ships just crawling along really, really slowly.
But space is big, so nobody notices. Come on, the crash site's over here. They're searching for survivors now. Maybe the stasis fields are still functional. We should do something. I can't help but feel responsible.
The doctor gave us instructions to investigate. You make your presence obvious. I'm gonna have a look around.
What for?
Well, these ships are also time machines, right? Time machines with living things controlling them. Well, I'm gonna go looking for the pilot.
And I'll see if I can get anything out of Maritok. She's obviously the more professional of the two.
Ouch! Damn it!
Got a blister now. Maybe I should have just rubbed some fruit rind on it. Apparently it's a miracle food. Ah, now that, if I'm not mistaken, is some kind of sealed control section. Judging by the cables coming out. Or a refrigerated food store.
Hey! What are you doing over there?
Just looking around.
Well, you're not supposed to be alone. Either Maritok or I need to be with you at all times.
Avoiding interference with evidence, I understand.
Oh, what is that?
Did it stow away in your ship, or are those things just pests all over the galaxy?
Don't worry about that. You're in law enforcement as well, aren't you?
A while ago, and a while away, but yes.
I can always tell. We've seen things that other people haven't. Done things. But I still can't let you wander around unaccompanied.
Out of interest, what are the punishments for breaking Thrantasian laws?
Under the watchful and caring gaze of the Magistrum, penalties are just as socially appropriate as the laws themselves. Convicted felons are taken into special hospitals and their brains are treated with electric shocks to reduce their intelligence, their strength, and their reflexes.
You are kidding me.
No, it's true.
That's barbaric.
Not at all. It punishes the felon and it deters other felons. It's all done very scientifically. The felon's IQ is measured and then reduced by a certain percentage depending on the severity of the crime they've committed.
Have you ever committed a crime?
Why? Do I appear stupid to you?
No, it's just that sometimes it's difficult to avoid it, especially in a job like ours.
Once, just after I graduated from the academy, I came across a situation where I saw someone commit a crime and then destroy all the evidence before she was arrested. So, I fabricated the evidence and arrested her anyway.
And you're still here?
The Magistrum determined that the effect of me fabricating the evidence on society was ultimately beneficial. I was acquitted. No punishment.
You were lucky.
No, it's the system. It works.
Under the beneficent and watchful gaze of the Magistrum, and in accordance with the laws, ethics, and precepts set down by the absent race, known as the Teva, this court is now in session. Let the record reflect that the accused is a time machine of unknown provenance, known only as TARDIS, and the charge is of willful trespass of a restricted section of a space-time landing field, leading to the accidental but catastrophic destruction of a cargo ship. Does the accused wish to enter a plea?
The TARDIS pleads not guilty.
For the record, the accused is represented by an alien identified only as the Doctor.
I object.
About your identity?
No. I've always been very clear about that. I object to this whole farce of a trial. As I understand it, the police are still undertaking their investigation. There's no evidence here in front of us, no statement, no witnesses. I demand justice for the accused.
I understand that you and your client are new to Thrantus, Doctor, but you must be aware by now that we do not consider evidence or question witnesses here in this courtroom. The Magistrum has already looked ahead through time, examined all the evidence that the police will collect, and determined whether Thrantasian society is better or worse off in the long run, thanks to the actions of your client.
Then what are we even here for, if the whole thing has already been decided?
We're not barbarians, Doctor. You have the opportunity to introduce evidence to which the Magistrum has no access, such as the personality, emotions, and thought processes of your client. How does TARDIS feel about what happened? What are its opinions? What has been the effect of the crash on TARDIS?
Again, I'm forced to object.
On what grounds?
I'm not sure. Give me a minute and I'll think of something.
Anything? Out of a crew of 10, we've recovered 3 intact stasis pods.
Oh, I'm so sorry. This wasn't meant to happen.
I know. Justice doesn't care about that. Justice cares only about whether Thrantas as a whole is improved by or wounded by what happened. I think we both know what the verdict is going to be. 7 families have lost someone. A space-time vessel has been destroyed, and the vessel's cargo has been lost. I can't see an upside to any of this.
So what happens to the TARDIS if it's found guilty?
Oh, will you... Oh.
Is that the same thing we saw on Thrantus?
Just ignore it. We do. So, TARDIS?
Our time machine.
It will be forcibly downgraded. Its intelligence and its abilities will be reduced by a measured amount.
But that's horrible.
It'll survive. It'll keep going. Just look at me.
You mean you were convicted of a crime and punished and you're still here? A cop?
It's a very fair system. Very logical.
What did you do?
I saw another cop fabricate evidence and arrest someone. I informed on them. The Magistrum determined that the person who had been arrested was guilty, despite the fabricated evidence, and that society was better off because of their arrest. The Magistrum also determined that I had exceeded my authority by spying on my colleague, so I was punished. I will never be able to get a promotion now, and I have to live my life knowing that I can never be what I wanted to be. Think as fast as I want to, or run as fast as I used to be capable of. But society is better off, so that's okay.
May I join you?
Oh, please do.
Oh, Anne Bay Forsetti, court reporter.
The Doctor. Reluctant defense counsel.
I know. I've been following the trial.
Not so much a trial, more a foregone conclusion.
Yes, that's the slant I'll be taking on the story.
I can't find a crack or a crevice to exploit. I can't get a grip on this case.
Well, that's what happens with time travel. It's all predestined and predetermined.
I've never believed that. I mean, the problem is, this society of yours has time travel but doesn't understand it. Just like your laws and your morality, you've inherited it and you're using it blindly.
Don't knock it. We have a stable, happy society.
But at what cost?
You tell me. What do you think we've lost?
Oh, I don't know. I can't tell. Can I ask you a question?
Well, usually I'm the one asking the questions, but, well, I'm on my lunch break, so go ahead.
These space-time machines of yours... They have living creatures at their hearts, don't they?
Of a sort. Not life as you and I might understand it.
That might surprise you. The Magistrum, It's not just a supercomputer, is it? It has one of these living creatures inside it as well, connected to it?
So they say. I've never been inside to look.
They must be what my people call time beings. Creatures that live in the time vortex.
You've had experience of these things before?
Indeed. Some of them have a kind of equivalent to intelligence. But others, like the Reapers, are mindless. Just reacting to circumstances. I'm not sure which kind we're dealing with here.
Chris?
Over here.
Oh. You managed to get away from your minder then?
He got called away to look at something. What about yours?
Yeah, something I said triggered her. She got really sulky and stomped off. So did you find anything?
The wreckage is spread over a lot of ground, but look at this.
Well, it looks like a stasis pod, but it's bigger than the ones we were in.
Come around this side.
Ah, smashed open in the crash.
But look at what's inside.
That is not human.
I'm not sure what it is. It used to be alive, but it doesn't look complete, if you know what I mean. It's like someone's taken a slice out of something much bigger and just stuffed it into this pod.
Maybe it got ripped apart in the crash, just like the pod. The rest of the body is probably scattered across the landscape.
I'm not so sure. The pod is smashed open, sure, but the broken off bits are still here. Give me half an hour and I could reconstruct the entire thing. And look there. And that far wall, the creature just ends there, flat.
You're not going to like what we have to do next.
Oh, does it involve peeling that creature away from the pod wall?
That's what I like about you. You catch on fast.
Doctor, your client now has the opportunity to state its case.
I'm afraid that my client wishes to exercise her right not to give evidence.
Not even in its own defence?
Even so.
Then do you wish to make a statement in your client's place?
I suppose I'm going to have to.
I don't know if this is blood or what.
Oh, keep telling yourself it's blood. The alternative is not worth thinking about. Oh, hell.
I was right. It just ends.
Mid-organ, mid-tendon, and mid-whatever that stuff there is. Hey, what are you doing?
I want to see what it feels like.
What?
It's tingly. And the harder I push, the harder something pushes back. I can't actually touch the flesh itself. How could this thing live like this?
I don't know.
Hey! But... you two!
Whoops.
You were told not to wander off and not to interfere. This is a crime scene and you're interfering with evidence. I'm putting you both under arrest.
And so, in conclusion, I dispute the authority of this court, of its methods of considering evidence, and of its method of evaluating the alleged importance of that evidence, as well as the way that the evidence itself is gathered.
In other words, Doctor, you dispute the entire basis on which Thrantasian society is built.
Exactly.
Thrantasian justice is the justice of Thrantas, and anybody on this planet has to abide by it. In the absence of any statement from the accused or its representative, I hereby declare that this trial is now complete and that the magistrum will declare its verdict. The magistrum has spoken. TARDIS is found guilty as charged.
No, wait! My friends may have come up with something that exonerates the TARDIS.
The Magistrum has ruled that due to the gravity of the offence and the number of deaths that have resulted, the maximum penalty will be applied. The time engines left behind by the Teva will be harnessed to pull TARDIS apart and scatter its remains across a billion years of history.
You can't do this.
We can, Doctor. And we will.
Now, hold on. Can we just talk about this?
There's no talking to be done. You were clearly informed by an officer of the law not to wander off by yourself. And yet, here you are, interfering with the scene of a crime.
We tried to extend to you the courtesy due to fellow law enforcement professionals, but you had to abuse it. Not good.
We appreciate that. We really do. But we're strangers here. Like Chris said, can we just talk? Chalk this one up to stupidity on our part.
It's up to the Magistrum now. Out of our hands.
Actually, it's clear what the Magistrum will decide.
What do you mean?
You're clearly present at a crime scene you had been warned not to approach. There's no possible benefit to society from you being here, but meddling with a crime scene obviously harms society. You're guilty, and I sentence you to immediate execution.
Hang on!
Siddiq, just hold back a minute.
This is because I embarrassed you, isn't it?
What do you mean?
He was supposed to be watching me, but he wandered off and left me alone. He knows he failed in his duty, and he's trying to cover it up.
The law is clear.
You don't have the authority, Siddiq.
Listen to your partner.
I'm perfectly prepared to justify my actions to the Magistrum when we return to Thrantas. I'm confident I'll be exonerated. I've done it before, Maratuk. Remember?
Look, let's all just... No! No, put that gun away! Please!
Ah! What the hell did you do that for?
Accidental firearm discharge. Can't blame me for that. Good thing you're wearing your armor. But this you can blame me for. You two, run!
Are you sure you ought to be doing that?
I'm pretty sure I shouldn't.
That door leads into the Magistrum's inner chamber. Nobody's allowed in there. Absolutely nobody.
Are you going to turn me in?
I hear the case went against you.
Hardly a surprise, given the nature of Thrantasian justice.
Shouldn't you be comforting your time machine and preparing it for the sentence to be carried out?
I thought my efforts might be better directed to trying to change the Magistrum's mind.
Now this I have to see.
Really?
One way or the other, it's going to be the story of the year, if not the century.
So, you're the Magistrum. I should have guessed. It's one of the Teva, isn't it?
The oldest and the largest of them. The last one.
Kept here, in this cell, and forced to make justice for you.
Not just in this cell, I think.
No, I can see. This is only part of the Teva. Those tentacles just end in midair. They extend through time, I presume, back into the past and forward into the future, but also sideways into different alternate realities. Sensory organs sampling the time stream. Did you know about this?
Most people just accept the Magistrum for what it is. Some of us figured it out.
The insects I kept seeing outside, just collections of sensory organs flying around. They're not insects at all. They're the ends of the Magistrum's tentacles.
All seeing, allowing the Magistrum to see the effects of any event, no matter how large or how small.
And thus allowing Thrantasian society to self-correct, to change its course.
Always for the best.
Do you really believe that?
If I did, would I be in here with you?
Do
We actually have a plan.
Stay alive.
Oh, yeah. On the planet, 1,000 light years from the Doctor in the TARDIS. And we're on the run from the police. We need more of a plan than stay alive.
Let's worry about that.
Come with me. We've got fugitives to find and execute.
Let's worry about the rest of it after we've made sure we can stay alive.
Over there!
We're fine. Let's get out of here.
I presume the Magistrum doesn't do all this out of love for your society or a burning desire to see justice done.
It does it for the reason any of us do anything. For permission to continue existing. And for food.
So, he's a prisoner.
Aren't we all?
Let's not get metaphysical. Nothing in the ceiling, a time lock. Just like in the TARDIS cell.
It stops the Magistrum from leaving. What are you doing?
Preparing to address the court, the true court. I am the Doctor, and I'm addressing the Teva known as the Magistrum.
It can't respond. The Teva never used language in the way we do.
But it can understand me. Otherwise, it wouldn't be able to take part in a trial. You can see the effects of every action, past and future. Your sensory organs extend forward and back, through time and space, watching everything and weighing it up. I need you to interfere. I need you to take action. I cannot promise I can save you, but I can try. Only you know whether or not I succeed. Will you help me? I'll take that as a yes. I have two friends on a planet 1,000 light years away. Are you aware of them? I need to get a message to them. Can you help me do that?
They're gaining on us.
Stop, what the... These insects again?
There's thousands of us.
I hope they don't stay. You think they stay?
Why not? Everything else here has gone wrong.
Alice, Chris, I hope you can hear me.
I don't believe it. Only him.
Wherever you are, and whatever you're doing, I need you to get to the spacecraft you traveled in. Activate the return program on the flight computer and get into the stasis pod.
How is he doing this?
You're probably wondering how I'm doing this. Don't worry about that. Now, this is the important bit. Before you press the return button, I need you to change the return location. I need you to move it exactly 3,580 meters away from the place you left, at an angle of 28 degrees magnetic north. I'll be waiting for you.
Does he actually know what he's asking?
He knows exactly what he's asking. He's the Doctor, and he knows we'll deliver.
How the hell does he know that?
Because that's what we do.
I see our presence has been detected.
What exactly did you think was going to happen?
I don't think. I know.
They're burning through the door.
Doesn't matter.
They're armed. We're committing a crime here.
That depends on the outcome.
What do you mean?
Just watch.
Oh, that's not right. Space timeships aren't allowed anywhere near the Magistrum.
And it appears just where it was supposed to.
Doctor, are you there?
Well done, both of you.
Do you actually know how far and for how long we've travelled to get here?
Against the odds, we wrest success from the jaws of failure on a regular basis. I knew I could count on you.
The time lock!
Destroyed by the returning spacecraft, which arrived on
Thrantas 1,000 years ago, and then got pulled here through time, but not to where it started. It returned here, and now.
The Magistrum. It's gone.
You can't enforce justice using a judge who has itself been imprisoned. Now the time lock has been destroyed by the return of my friends. There's nothing to keep it here anymore.
But we need it.
Perhaps. But it doesn't need you. Ah, now we are all together again.
Doctor, we know you're in there.
Prosecutor, I'm afraid I'm going to have to request a mistrial. You seem to have lost your magistrate. I thought I'd never see you again, old girl. Seeing the Magistrum back there, a time being forced into slavery, it made me think. Did we do that to you? You are here with me, of your own accord, aren't you?
There you are.
We were worried.
Oh, I was just reconnecting, reassuring myself about something. Are we ready to leave?
What about Maritok and Siddiq? We left them on that planet.
They'll be rescued.
And what about Thrantas? Will it recover from this?
Well, they'll have to develop their own justice system now that the last Teva has left. I'm hoping that they might get some assistance.
After everything that happened, you think we want to help them?
Where and where else could you get the chance to design an entire legal system?
And you trust us to do that?
I trust both of you to the ends of space and time. I hope by now I've demonstrated that.
And that argument we were having before we arrived about justice and ethics and morality, did we really end up here by accident? Or were you trying to teach us something?
I wasn't. But perhaps the TARDIS was.
You have been listening to Doctor Who, The Trial of a Time Machine by Andy Lane. The Doctor was played by Sylvester McCoy, Roz Forrester, Yasmin Bannerman, Chris Quedge, Travis Oliver, Maritok, Liz Sutherland-Lim, Siddiq, Vikash Bai, Honos, John Heffernan, and Fossetti, Mina Anwar. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The script editor, producer and director was Scott Hancock, and executive producers Nicholas Briggs and Jason Haig-Ellery.